Plyles.
Are there any kind of different kinds of plyles?
Yeah, several different kinds.
What kinds?
Well, there's a turning plow.
Mm-hmm.
That picks the dirt up and turns it over.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's what's called a scooter.
Uh-huh.
That goes deep down in the ground, but it don't turn it. Just loosen the ground there.
Uh-huh.
And then we put a mold board on that scooter, and that does a lot of smart turning.
Uh-huh.
It makes little small beard if you want to plate any vegetables up on the beard.
Uh-huh.
Not plate them flat.
Mm-hmm. Any other kinds?
Well, that's about all the kind mm-hmm. we use there.
What kind would you use on a hill, on a steep hill? What kind would be the best to use?
That scooter.
Uh-huh. After you've plowed and you have the ground loosened up, what do you use to loosen it up even more?
Well, not anything. Do we plant the crop and then cultivate it? That keeps it loosened up.
Uh-huh. But what would you use to make the ground even finer?
Scrapes.
Uh-huh. What are they?
Attach them to your foot of your plow where your scooter's attached to. They got a wing on each side, just cut lightly onto the ground to keep it loose.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a harrow?
Yes.
What kinds of that? Is there just one kind?
No, the disc harrow is
uh-huh.
what's called section harrow.
Uh-huh. And what do these do?
Well, the disc harrow is a better tool than the section harrow. It has discs on it that'll cut down in the ground and turn the ground oval.
Uh-huh.
And the section harrow just got teeth to it, just mostly to keep down vegetation
uh-huh.
after the land's broke.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What is it that the wheels of a wagon are fixed onto? What joins them together?
The axle.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it?
How was that now?
When you're chopping wood, you lay the log across an X frame. What do you call that?
Chop block.
Uh-huh. What if it's A-shaped?
The which?
If it's shaped like an A?
No, it's just a piece of, it's just a log laying down flat on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you want to cut, you put it on that log, you cut it a whole lot easier than you can laying on the ground. Now, if you're sawing wood with a cross-cut saw,
uh-huh.
you have A-frames to hold the wood in there you're sawing.
Uh-huh. What would you call those frames?
A-frames.
Uh-huh.
A saw frame.
Mm-hmm. What do you straighten your hair up with in the morning? A comb and a...
No, hair.
Uh-huh.
I'd really take my hand more to smooth it.
Well, what would I use?
I use a comb.
And a what?
That's all.
Oh, well, what would I use? Like, if you have a lot of hair...
You take a brush.
Yeah.
Hair brush.
Uh-huh.